And now we continue our series of dramatisations of Agatha Christie short stories.
Agatha Christie's The Perfect Carer.
Yes, converted dower house. Big flats, one up, one down, six rooms, high ceilings, good windows. Ooh, I have clients viewing today, so I'll have to get back to you. Yep, bye.
Kate, I have to go out.
Fine. I've got clients coming in at 12.
The Dower House ground floor flat.
Oh, the very one. They sounded keen. Well, the sister I spoke to did.
Feminists in the country. I don't know, Kate. You know what feelings are like now. What if they're hunt saboteurs or...
Sisters as in siblings retiring together in the country. Not anti-vivisection viragos.
Oh, right. Good.
Don't you think you should post that letter rather than stand gazing at me with that sheep-like expression?
Oh. Yeah, right. Oh, good morning. Hello. Goodbye.
Miss Parker?
Yes, you must be Miss Bernice Cowley.
Mrs. My husband is no longer with us.
No, I'm sorry.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
Why are you sorry?
And for your loss, the loss of your husband.
That is a subject about which you can know nothing and upon which it is quite superfluous for you to comment. Unlike him, I am here, as is my sister, who is waiting in the car. She's not well.
Is there anything I can do?
Carmela's illness is not to be ameliorated by any temporary measure, Miss Parker. You may, however, show us the property. You will drive, we shall follow.
Yes. Right. As you can see, the hallway is extensive.
Oh, then assuming that neither of us is blind, why state the obvious?
No, Bernice, I'm sure the dear is doing her very best. Go on, please, Miss Parker.
Oh, yes. You can point out that the door to the left, leads into...
Reception room one, which, as you'll see, when you step through...
Could you perhaps lend me your arm, my dear?
Oh, of course. I am sorry, I should have thought.
Eastern aspect, pleasant view... What are the ceiling mouldings?
Now, don't you mind, Bernie. Her bark is worse than her bite. Not much worse, mind you.
18th century. By Singleton, as it happens.
Oh, really?
The Dower House was built in 1751 by the then Lord Gower for his mother-in-law. He was a supporter of British architects and designers and used only the best.
Good for you, my dear.
And the manor house is still extant?
Yes, it was sold 3 years ago to Lord Beamish.
Do you know the name, Carmela?
Isn't he a businessman?
He's chairman of Pierce Holdings, P-I-H. I sold him the house.
Oh, hardly of interest to us, Miss Parker. Carry on.
The furniture, as you can... The furniture is of the finest quality, much of it antique. Carpets, curtains are all the highest standard.
And that would be an estate agent standard, wouldn't it?
Now, Bernie, let the dear do her job.
And bedroom two, as you will have seen, would be ideally suited as a bed sitting room.
I do so agree, dear. A nice room. Don't you agree, Bernice?
Possibly, although nice is not a word I would ever care to use.
Vacant possession, maintenance, obviously the responsibility of the landlords. With us, that's Buckfield and Parker acting as agents in all transactions. We have a good list of tradespeople, terms as stated.
You are beginning to sound like a recorded phone message, Miss Parker.
I'm beginning to feel like a cup of tea. May I offer you one? The Bear Hotel in the village is quite a nice, acceptable afternoon tea.
Oh.
They make their own cakes. That's if you'd care to join me.
I think, Bernie, I need a rest. A cup of tea would be...
Certainly, Carmela. Miss Parker, lead on.
We are still rather old-fashioned around here.
As are my sister and myself.
The village has reasonable shopping. Local doctor, if your sister...
Oh, no. Carmela has a man in London.
As I do, my dear. He understands... A specialist
in the field. The quiet, however...
will be important. Yes. The village is quiet. No youths, I hope.
Pretty quiet, mostly. Except when the local hunt is on. I don't know if you might object to...
Oh, dear, no. No, we grew up in the country. Before we went our separate ways.
Love the country. Yeah? Love its traditions. Old ways, old crafts. Old girls like us, eh, Carmella? What do you say?
Well, I think Miss Parker has done a very good job this afternoon.
And her cake, has she?
I think she has. The dear.
Oh! Really?
Really? Oh!
A washout, huh? Just a couple of look-sees out for the afternoon.
Oh, no. They've taken the place. So long as references pan out, and unfortunately, I can't see that not happening. They loved it.
Great. Hey, brilliant. Congrats. So why the long face, Dobby?
The sister. I mean, the older one, Bernice. But she's like every bad-tempered infant teacher in every nightmare of every child in the world. She's a caricature of Lady Bracknell. The state agent. Only she's for real. The other sister isn't too bad. I mean, you hardly notice her. She's got some kind of illness, poor thing.
Come on, Kate. Once they're in, it'll be fine.
She already demanded that I find them a local cleaner 3 days a week.
Yeah, we can do that. Paula Graham has a vacancy. She could take it on. She already does a couple of places out that way. And she's good.
Oh, but is she good enough?
We can only do our best, Kate.
Ah, Miss Parker, come in.
How are you today, Mrs. Cowley? How is Carmella?
I am well because I take the trouble to keep myself well. Vitamin supplements, exercise, moderation in food and drink. Carmella, poor thing, is not well at all. You might have a word with her before you leave. She gets lonely with only me around all day.
I'd be happy to. But was there something...
I'm afraid there is. The cleaning woman you arranged for us.
Paula Graham, yes.
I'm afraid she is not honest.
What?
Oh, nothing one could prove.
This is actually quite a serious charge.
It is not as yet a charge. Were it to be so, then it would not cast a flattering light upon the agents who recommended the woman in the first place. There would also be unpleasantness for her, for us, particularly for Carmella, since it was one of her bracelets which was mislaid.
But I know Paula. She would never have...
Miss Parker, I know you think I'm an opinionated old so-and-so. Yeah, no, don't disagree. I am opinionated. But I am not a fool. I am certain the cleaner took the bracelet. I have not accused her of it. I will not do so. I have merely asked her to stop coming. I do not want unpleasantness.
You sacked her.
I told her she was no longer needed.
Well, word'll get around. I mean, rumours about why you let her go.
If we and you say nothing, then there will be no word to get around. As for rumours, next week there will be another, and the week after that, another still. Now, if you care to follow me, I'm sure Carmella would be glad to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry you're not feeling so well today, Carmella.
Oh, sometimes, you know, it's worse and sometimes not.
Is there anything I can help with at all?
As a matter of fact, yes, there is. It's Bernice, you see. I know you think that she's bossy and, well, she is. But her heart is in the right place. She cares for me very much, and she worries too much. That's why she's so sharp with everyone. She needs to find something else to interest her, to take her mind off me and my troubles.
Well, I mean, I'd like to help, but...
You have a good manner, my dear. People trust you. Even Bernice, though. She'd never admit it. Perhaps you could look around... Find something that she might give some of her energy to.
Would there be a problem about...
Looking after me? No. No, you see, we're going to hire a full-time carer. An insurance policy matured. We have a little extra and, well, if it gets Bernice out a bit, she deserves something better, my dear. She does, really.
How did the Linfield Street place go?
Well, they're interested, that's for sure. I think they'd like to knock 5,000 off the price, but they'll accept 2.5.
Oh, great.
What about Lady Bracknell?
Now, this is interesting. I was talking to the sister. Apparently, they're going to take on a full-time carer, and she wants me to find something to keep Bernice busy. I suspect that Carmella finds her a bit much to have around all the time.
So you're going to be the good fairy?
Well, have you got any ideas?
You know her, I don't.
It's odd you should say that.
Huh?
Something she said this afternoon about never knowing anybody. Not really. I almost, just for a moment, caught myself feeling a sort of sympathy for the countryside.
Would you like to explain that?
Great. Good. Perfect.
Sorry, still waiting.
Jane Beamish up at the hall. She and Lord B, they may be newcomers, but they're really strong on the whole country life thing. And Bernice said that she loved the traditions. Oh, it would be perfect. The Dower House is pretty close to the hall anyway. I bet Bernice is one of those people who'd work their fingers to the bone for the aristocracy. Plus, it would get her off my back.
Could you do it?
I could have a go. I'll bet she could use some help.
I think that deserves another drink.
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, you must be... I'm Kate Parker. I called.
Oh, yes, of course. Bernice is in the back garden. I'll walk you around. Excuse my manners. I'm Morag Johnson.
Carmella's carer.
Aye, that's right. They've quite a place here.
Oh, it's really something.
Good walking, they tell me. I like to try and get out, you know, try and get Carmella out too, if she's up to it.
Well, just watch out for local farmers. Even when there's a proper footpath, they don't like people walking their land.
Ah, don't you fret, Kate. I can take care of myself as well as others. Bernice, you've got a visitor.
Lovely afternoon.
I suppose so. I hadn't noticed. What can I do for you, Miss Parker?
I wondered if you could perhaps help me out.
Well?
Jane Beamish. Lady Beamish up at the Manor House. I bumped into her and she was saying that they're really short this year on helpers. Volunteers for the hunt ball. It's a local tradition, and I wondered, since you mentioned your interest in... if perhaps you might have... Well, at least if you could meet Jane and...
I think you've taken something of a liberty, assuming that I would have either the time or the interest in volunteering.
No, I only mentioned it to Lady Beamish in passing, that you'd moved in and were obviously very capable. And... Oh, it doesn't matter... I'm sorry.
No, I should apologise. I was being ungracious. I've been rather preoccupied of late, and now I have more time. Perhaps I could.
Yes, of course. Goodbye now. Oh, I wish I could stop saying goodbye now. It makes me sound like an estate agent. What are you so pleased about, anyway?
I cracked it.
Cracked what?
Bernice.
Really?
When I talked to Jane at the hall, she was really keen. The hunt ball committee is short this year, and they want to put on a really good show.
I was going to ask you if you would... Well, if we could put on a show together at the ball.
Oh, were you?
Yes, actually, I was. What do you think?
Oh, I think fine.
Great!
You may ask me.
You are such a philosopher.
Spending too much time with Bernice, but no longer.
Oh, yes, sir.
So I spoke to her, and she agreed to talk about it to Lady Jane. I think she's something of a snob. Couldn't resist the title, even if it was for services to industry.
And?
Oh, they seemed to get on pretty well. They started talking about organisation, and it turns out that Bernice was some kind of top-flight PA in industry and really knows her balls. As in Hunt.
Ah.
She's more or less taken over the preparations.
Fascinating. You are a prodigy of energy. May I now put my question?
Okay.
Will you come to the ball with me, Catherine?
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking of going this year. But I suppose I'd better show my face, for Bernice's sake, if nothing else. So, fine. Yeah, why not? What? What?
Fine, yeah, why not? Oh, Be still, my beating heart.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I would love to come to the ball with you.
Ah, good morning, Kate.
Morag, how are you?
Oh, just picking up a prescription for Carmela. Then I have to drop a letter off at the post office. With Bernice so busy these days, I'm finding that most of the work descends on yours truly.
How is Carmela?
Oh, she's no trouble at all. That's why I don't really mind doing the extras. And to tell the truth, I'm only here for a while. I think they have hopes of her condition improving.
I thought I might look in on her later this afternoon, if that's all right.
I don't see why not. I may have to be out then, but Carmela will be up, so that'll be fine.
As long as it's no trouble.
No, not at all. It'll be a help. Try and make sure she gets out into the garden while the weather's still bonny. That'll do her more good than anything.
Oh, great, I will. Thanks, Maura.
My pleasure, Kate.
Oh, Kate, can you call the Ryans about number 22?
Sure, yeah.
Something up?
Not really. It's just that Sally at the chemist, when I went in, she was all upset. Seemed like someone had just walked off with a bottle of Jean-Paul Gaultier.
What?
Perfume. Mm. Very expensive perfume. Shoplifting. It's not something that happens here, is it?
You don't reckon it might affect house prices?
Oh, God, Tim. Do you ever think of anything else?
Oh, thank you so much, dear. Just the cushion. There we are. All comfortable. I am sorry to be such a nuisance.
Oh, no, really, you aren't. I just wanted to come by and see how it's going with Bernice.
Well, our little plan worked a treat, didn't it? You were so clever, dear. Give Bernice something to organize and she's in seventh heaven. I'm just glad it's not me anymore.
So how are you feeling?
Oh, better, dear. Thank you. Yes, I think hiring Morag was the best thing we could have done. She really is the perfect carer. Though, to tell the truth, I'm not sure we can really afford her. Bernice's pension isn't all it could be, you know. And as for my little nest egg, it's looking littler every year.
She did say she might be moving on, that there was hope of an improvement.
I don't like to tempt fate, dear, but it's true. There is hope on the horizon. Things may be looking up for us soon.
Touch wood.
But what about you? Are you going to the Hunt Ball?
I am, as a matter of fact, with my partner, Tim.
Now, what kind of partner is that? Don't they all seem to be calling their husbands and wives partners nowadays?
This is my business partner. Oh. Not that he wouldn't mind it being rather more permanent.
And what about you?
I don't know. He's nice enough. But is nice enough for marriage?
Well, I never did. But I know Bernice draws a lot of comfort from her memories.
Will you be going to the ball?
Morag likes to keep me on the move, but dancing is a little too much movement, I think.
Yes, Monday would be fine. Thanks. Bye.
Was that Whitworth close?
Yep. Not serious. Just wanted to see the place.
They said that?
Of course not. They wanted to go round this evening. I put them off.
I should hope so. Big night, Cinders. Hope you got your gown and diamonds.
Not unless I borrow something off Lady Beamish. From what Bernice said, she's wearing the lot. Tiara, necklace, earrings. £1 million's worth there.
Auctioning them, is she? For charity?
Just showing them. You know the aristocracy.
I do, and I also know that Johnny come lately bought my title with political donations receipt.
Ooh, come on. Jane's nice.
Believe me, kid, until you've clapped eyes on this guy in a DJ, you don't know nice.
What say we shut up shop and go get ready? Pumpkins and white mice at the door at 7.
Ah, Miss Parker, there you are.
Yes, it's really nice. Oh, I mean, you've done a good job.
I always do a good job, Miss Parker.
Yeah. A pity Carmela couldn't come.
but not a surprise, and as such, hardly worthy of mention. I see you are not dancing.
I came with a friend. He's gone to the bar.
Perhaps I might offer some advice. If this friend has serious intentions, it might be better if you did not encourage the habit of going to the bar. Now, excuse me. Lady Jade will be down soon, and she will need my advice.
Excuse me. Bloody cheek.
Here's your drink.
Bloody Bernice. Lady Jane will need my advice.
Forget about it. Come on, let's dance.
Oh. Katie, my dear, you look like you're having a fine old time.
Oh, Morag.
Great you could make it, Carmela insisted. And I must say, after all Bernice's stories about Lady Jane's jewels, I do have a yen to see if they're really as fine as she says.
Oh, that I can tell you. Every bit. Oh! Put the lights out. Mora. Tim.
Fix it in a moment. Keep calm.
You're on my foot.
Tim. My necklace. Oh, my God. My necklace. My jewel. My jewel.
Oh, my God. Tim.
Well, what do they think? Are they calling in the yard?
No, they think it was bloody Morag McCavity McJohnson.
Well, because she cleared off.
Because she never existed.
Eh?
They called the agency that recommended her. Got some poor sod in on a Sunday.
But
references are all fake. I mean, there is a Morag Johnson, who is a carer, but she's working in Fife or wherever. And hasn't been away. Ever.
You mean Almoric was an international jewel thief?
Thief, at least. Remember the perfume that went missing? Morag. Oh, no. What gets me is the way she set up Bernice and Carmela. But think how they must be feeling. I know Bernice is a pain, but even so. She invited the woman to the ball and Carmela really seemed to like her. You could see.
Maybe you better go and check they're all right. I mean, we don't have any legal responsibility, but...
Oh, really, Tim?
I was just saying.
I know what you were saying, but... God, maybe I should go and see how they are.
Such a shock, I can tell you, Miss Parker. It has quite set Carmela back.
No, it isn't your fault, Bernice. How could we have known?
It's the calculated manner of her deception.
Sorry?
She wore gloves all the time. Rubber gloves, cotton gloves. The police say she probably painted her fingers with, well, whatever such people paint their fingers with. Nobody noticed. Did you notice?
Not a thing.
The accent, you see. Ridiculous. I shall never trust a Scot again. You hear the voice, you don't look at the person at all.
And what about you, Carmela?
What we cannot alter, we must endure.
And after all, you've lost nothing.
True, Miss Parker.
And Carmela is well enough to sit out under the tree and... Nice perfume, Carmela. Oh. Jean-Paul Gaultier, is it? Present, was it, or did you pick it up yourself? I know it was you, Carmela. You see, I never really looked at you before. It was just the bossy sister and the nice sister who was ill. Stereotypes. But now I am looking, and what I see is... Morag. Well, or do I go to the police now?
I said she was clever, the dear, didn't I, Bernie? I said it all along.
Keep an eye on that one. She's a shrewd wee lassie.
Do you seriously expect anyone to believe that farrago of nonsense?
Oh, the police will believe me, because it's true.
Just one moment, dear. As you say, you sell things. You sold us a house. Perhaps we can sell you something.
What?
A story.
About two old friends. One married, one not. Who hadn't seen each other for...
Oh, 20 years. When they met quite by chance in...
Let's say a London store.
And they discovered that neither of them was terribly happy because...
One, shall we say the widow, had been working for an electronics company and had found herself quite suddenly made redundant. And you know, like a lot of people in this company, she'd been advised by the management to put her savings, in effect her pension, into shares in the company.
And shortly after she was made redundant,
it became clear the company had been so badly mismanaged that the shares weren't worth...
anything at all. And the other friend, strange but true, had worked for another company. And when she retired, she discovered that her pension, which was meant to be tied to her last year's earnings, had been switched by the management to quite another scheme. Oh, all legal and above board.
Only it left her with less than half of what she expected. Of course, she complained, as did her friend, but oh, the two silly old women. How could they understand the needs of a great conglomerate with dozens of separate businesses to run?
Toddle off, dears. Find yourselves a council nursing home. They'll give you lots of medicines to stop you worrying.
Like hell they will.
Piers Holdings. Chairman Lord Beamish.
He owes us.
Besides, the diamonds were insured. He'll get his money back. We can sell them and get our pensions, and maybe, just maybe, he won't be quite so complacent in future.
But it's still theft.
Indeed it is. Our retirement was stolen from us.
I didn't mean that.
We know exactly what you meant.
We're not fools. And neither are you, Kate. We have no intention of going to prison for reclaiming what is ours.
Are you threatening me?
Time to make up your mind, Miss Parker.
Hello? No, she's not, I'm afraid. Well, she should have been back a couple of hours ago. Yeah, perhaps I could get her to call. Righto, Mrs. Holmes. Will do. Bye. Where the hell have you been? It's almost closing time.
Just some things to do.
Anything I should know about?
Dower House flat. They're moving out. The experience, upsetting, unpleasant. Make a new start somewhere else.
Well, they've paid till the end of the month. Hey, they didn't want their money back.
No, Tim, they didn't. They'll be fine. Only...
yeah, what? Only?
Only how would two elderly ladies know how or where to...
what?
If you had to sell a load of stolen jewels, where would you go?
God knows. You'd have to be a professional to know.
A professional?
A professional jewel thief. Like whoever stole Lady Jane's stuff. Wouldn't you?
Yeah. You would.
In The Perfect Carer by Agatha Christie, Kate was played by Carla Simpson, Tim by Richard Firth, Carmella and Morag by Joanna Munro, and Bernice by Richenda Carey. The Perfect Carer was dramatized for radio by Mike Walker from Agatha Christie's short story, The Case of the Perfect Maid. The music was by Ben Valfish. The director was Jeremy Mortimer.